sink into our hearts today. Verse 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. We want to ask a question: how far do I have to go? Paul writes, it was the death of the cross. I want to speak for just 10 minutes on reputation and the challenge. Paul, in coming into this section of his letter, speaks very pointedly to the believers there. We often read those early verses in chapter 2, and I trust that you understand it's not a question, it is a statement. Since there is consolation in Christ, since there is comfort in love, since there is fellowship of the Spirit, if there are any bowels or mercies, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. And then he says, those things will not happen. Those things cannot happen if there is any strife or vainglory. No selfish ambition. It's not about me. It's true humility. We've been hearing that is the life of the Lord Jesus. Could I just say, this is, he knew who he was. And he thought it not a thing to be grasped after, robbery to be equal with God. He was God. The same, John writes. The same. And yet when he took on him self-manhood, it was no pretense of humility. I don't understand that. I do and I don't. His humility was not just a teaching tool. That is who he was as a real man. And if we are ever going to emulate that life in any regard, we're going to have to come to this mind, Paul says. This is going to have to be something, not just, this is what I practice, and this is what I know I need to be, so I'm going to try my hardest to not have to do anything where I'm going to have to ask forgiveness. No, this was the purity, the sincerity of the heart of the blessed man, Christ Jesus. He said, Paul says, lowliness of mind. That was not put on. We do. We put on. We have to strive for that. Is it not possible to come to some form, that state? A brother reminded me just before the meeting, as what we were touching on yesterday, that which God has, or he has begun in us, It is the conforming. It is an ongoing thing that God is doing, and we need to allow God to do that. Not fight against it, but to come into the good of the possibility of it, that we can live here and now. But it will not be easy for us. Paul writes about the flesh, that awful thing. That's one thing I'm looking forward to the coming of the Lord for, be changed. I want to get to this quickly. Esteeming others better than themselves. Selflessness. I'm not even going to qualify who I'm directing this to in the audience. I am not directing it to the young. I only need to look in the mirror and know the pride that exists. And so I speak to all of our hearts today. Paul is writing to an assembly here. Are you wondering how you can be a benefit to the people of God, to help the company, whether large or small, to work forward, to be together as Paul would write to them in the gospel and in every other, because that's really a primary purpose of our gatherings, is it not? Is to present, to preach Christ? You will have no idea how much of a benefit it would be if we could learn to esteem others better than ourselves. In sincerity. We come to these verses that we have read. The Lord Jesus, Paul gives us his life, just in a nutshell. And this is encompassing of all that we have seen, of all of the actions of the Lord Jesus, the bold things that he did, when which are often recorded for us, and even the unseen things that we had spoken about and were mentioned again. Let me just remind us that it is not the big things that is of the great interest to God and to Christ. The little things, the little people, those that are out of the way, to find them, to build them up. We are a world where reputation is everything. Those of you that are in college, university, you step into whatever job, the large corporations of our society, and you will quickly see that reputation is everything. But in the realm of the Christian, the follower of Christ, what is everything is nothing. No reputation. As you begin your schooling this week or last week, and you watch your peers moving down the hall with their finery and their accoutrements and all that they have, and you think, wow, Mom and Dad won't let me buy that, look like that. Could I tell you how refreshing it was for those weary souls in the days of the Lord Jesus when he would come into their village and he would touch them in remarkable ways only because he loved them. And he wanted to build them up and to lift them out of the mire of their own sin and sorrow. And God has called every one of us to that. No reputation. I'll finish with this quickly. Some of you, I'm not sure who all are here today, recently in my travels in Ohio, I mentioned this, but I'm going to mention it again. It came to me as I was thinking of this afternoon. You remember those days, the night before the Lord Jesus was going to be taken and crucified? He brought his own into an upper room. And as they entered that upper room and sat together at the table, I would suggest there was probably a tension that was somewhat palpable there. Remember what was said in Luke chapter 22. There was a strife among the disciples. Who was going to be the greatest? And I see them sitting there. The Lord had come in, and he takes his place, and they're just kind of side glancing. What's in their mind? Well, there's a lot of things going on here. He's been telling us some things that we're not sure of. Who's going to be the leader if he does go? Who's the greatest? Who's going to be looked up to? Who's going to have the responsibilities? And all of a sudden they see him rise. And he takes a towel. And he girds himself. He takes water. How humbling it must have been to watch him go around that company, take their filthy feet, to wash them, gently dry them off, the tender touch. Say, boy, what an example. Ah, that wasn't an example, friend. That's who he was. Oh, sure, it was an example. I understand that. He knew their hearts, and it would have been an example. They were likely all convicted. But that is who he was. When this weekend is over and you go back to the assembly of which you form a part, if you're in the assembly, or could I say even into your community, would you please look at those around you as Christ looks at us and looked at others? The need for their washing, for their blessing, for their building up. Do you want to make things great? You know, I'll close. You're right, Sandy. It's, you say final many times. I had mentioned that verse 20 of chapter 1. I will close with this. Christ shall be magnified in my body. Magnified is the word megaluno. It's where we get our word mega. Somebody else uses that word a lot, right? It's on a lot of caps, I understand. Megaluno. Making large, magnifying Christ. That was who he is. That is who he is. Oh, that we might, in the circumstances of our life, look around. Many of us have our own difficulties. I am not minimizing that. But Paul admonishes to serve one another. Like Christ. Might that be just a practical comment to leave with us? Because that is honoring Christ. That really is acknowledging that Christ is enough when it is not about me. Don't allow the culture to suck us in to being people of a reputation, but that we might have the mind of Christ and living without reputation, because there's a day coming. Remember the end of those verses. And God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow, things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. May that be our lives as well, in a coming day, the day of Christ, that we could receive well done. Closing prayer. Let's take a minute, we'll pray. Father, we close this part of our time together with thanksgiving for God's blessing upon us in this weekend thus far. Thank thee for touching our own hearts with the Word of God. bringing us into an understanding that really we are nothing and He is all. Father, from this weekend, might we go away living these great realities that are for us. We thank Thee today for the example of the Lord Jesus Christ, of who He really is. We give thanks for the believers here that have taken care of us over the weekend. And again, these few moments we're resting for the refreshment. We acknowledge Thy blessing in this and give our thanks together, looking to Thee for help as we meet for another session. And then gospel tonight, we pray for Thy help in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.